cater for haters. Yeah, you know we got the flavor here at Yellow Brick Pizza. Come holler at your neighbors, get a taste of the South in your mouth. Here in Old Town East, hand tossing like a beast. You're gonna love it with the gator gumbo, green pepper and onion. Either dinner or luncheon for your next office function. Yellow Brick Pizza. Yellow Brick Pizza.
I forgot that one existed.
Exactly, that's the idea.
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Ono Radio Show.
It was.
I'm your host, Owen.
The Joiner.
Duncan's here, as usual.
Yep.
The Joiner.
Ty's here again, as
big
usual. Joiner.
Now,
But. We do have a very welcome guest back in the studio. Not a guest, but a... more of a reappearance. Thank
yes.
God. Kelsey's back
Yay.
In the studio. Everyone.
Hey, Bajoyna.
Wait.
Hey.
Taking up the sausage fest a little bit. Just a little bit.
Exactly. We have a pair of tits in the studio for once. It's always better.
It's always better.
It stinks less.
Little?
Yeah.
Does it stink in here, Kelsey?
Does it smell like man?
Does it smell like man?
It's a lot of different things going on.
Does it smell like dude?
Does it smell like locker room, though?
No, not that bad.
Not that bad?
Does it smell like backstage at Guar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Makes sense.
A lot of latex going on.
A lot of rubber and just...
Feel like I'm loud. Am I loud? In
no.
You guys' headphones? Am I good?
No, you're good.
I don't know. How are the levels?
I don't... Yeah, they're fine.
Okay,
need more snare.
I need a little more snare.
Turn it up in my phone.
Fuck. Turn it up in my headphones.
I've not.
Haven't even turned the cameras on.
Haven't I? Oh, shit.
Leave them off.
Leave them off. Is anybody watching?
Do a blind
that was your fault, Duncan. Now they're on.
I can make that unhappen.
I know. See, now I showed you how to do it.
Yeah.
That was my downfall. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason that Duncan doesn't like to be on camera is he wants to do drugs. While we're on the
he
air.
He does?
Is that why?
I think that's unprofessional.
I didn't even know. You son of a bitch. I'm going to sit over here and judge you.
I think that's
judge me with
highly
your...
inappropriate. Don't
highly.
You
I would never do such a stupid drug thing.
Right?
That.
Like that?
On the camera.
On the camera?
That's not true.
I'm high on life.
Can you tell us about that?
It's, you know...
It's a byproduct of smoking marijuana.
I can't deny that's probably part of it.
Oh, I guess that makes sense then.
I mean,
inhale, exhale.
You know, a little bit of that, little bit of this. Okay, all right.
And then you're alive and high.
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that we're allowed to talk about this.
You can be around such hardcore
can you talk
drug
about
users
this on the internet.
I think it's okay, but
are we gonna get kicked off Justin Nut TV again?
We're talking about weed. Probably not.
No, you don't think so.
Probably not. If we were teaching people how to fucking make meth.
Then probably.
I've watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah, how is it that that's legal? Because there's a lot of stuff that you can probably learn from that show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to some degree. They're still kind of vague about it, but
right.
Like, you know.
But still.
But they did. They did a lot of research and they did it right. Like they did.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Like you watch that show and then you do a couple of quick Google searches and you're probably on your way.
And what's weird too about it is there's not only one or two stories. No, about like fucking Walter White. Whatever. There's like tons of guys that are just like him. That are teachers or whatever too, and like.
Had to turn
good in the chemistry lab. Yep. Had to turn a buck, there was one in particular that just popped up that you know had cancer, the full deal, and you know, I wish I would have known. I would have had music ready for it.
I don't think he has theme music.
Not exactly. But
for those of you listening that don't understand it, Duncan is now bearing.
I am
his
now
new identity.
Yeah, as Scumbag Fett.
Scumbag Fett.
Yes,
we need to put some stickers on that thing.
Scumba Fett.
We need to really scumify that somehow.
No,
you won't let it happen, will you?
No, I won't.
That on the outside.
No, but if I'll tell you what, but we can get another one.
Okay,
I can't see anything.
You fucking nerd! We're talking about your goddamn
Boba Fett
helmet. That you got at Star Wars weekends
at MGM.
All right, faggot.
All right, faggot. Here you go.
So
what?
So what? What are you gonna do with that in your life?
Well, this is already pretty.
Okay,
much...
have you banged in it yet?
Not yet.
First question. That was my first question I was gonna ask.
Not yet. On the list, but it's gonna happen because it's gonna be the Boba Fett helmet. With the inflatable tentacle arm.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you see the look on her face? Do you see how excited she got?
I mean, I got horny too, but...
I'm not going to lie. I felt something. I'm not going to lie. The Boba Fett, actually. Like,
yeah.
I kind of want to do that. I've never fucked in a mask.
And then when you're
in a mask,
you have
seriously,
a picture of yourself basically on your back, which is
awesome.
Have
you fucked in a mask? And how many... masks would you fuck in and
how many masks
have you fucked in?
I did in a hot dog suit once.
In a hot dog suit.
You did not.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Do it in a hot dog suit. Hi Teresa.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, but there was this like, you know, like one of those little cheap ass masks, like a really rapey mask.
Oh.
Like a little rapey eye mask,
so
like a
Walmart mask, or
yeah, like a masquerade mask almost. You know, like a little fucking, just a little black.
Where were you wearing this? Carnival? What are you doing?
No, I found it at the bar that I was fucking doing a show at.
It was in Detroit.
It
was in Detroit.
It makes sense. Might as well have been. We'll say for this story's sake.
For this story's sake.
We'll say it was in Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, and that shit happens. Because, like, and then what'll happen
that
is...
That shit happens. You find a mask, you put it on, someone fucks you in the bathroom.
No, you find a mask, and I wear it around work being a dick, and then I fucking take it off and put it in my pocket, and I go home, and I empty my pockets, and then I go to, you know, lay in the pipe, and I look over on the bed, and I'm like, I am Zorro. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
So apart from that, how was Star Wars weekend?
That huge trail off to Detroit.
Well, Star Wars weekends by way of Detroit was awesome. It was good. Now, I will say that it was awesome because we didn't pay for it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's one of those things you get for free, and you get... like, it's almost you don't have to wait in a line... like type of thing. Like,
yeah, it's really more that I didn't have to pay.
You get in for free, and you're like, it was cool mostly for free.
It's mostly that we didn't have to spend almost $200 for two tickets for the two of us.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
But it was cool because, you know, you walk in and they've got the stage. And
would you pay for it though?
No. Yes.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. You know why? And especially now, because I went last year, but we weren't there for very long. We didn't see much. Like, we saw the little hoopla show that they do at the end of the night. But having been this year and actually walked around the whole thing, I mean, it's cool. There's a bunch of photo ops with characters and shit like that. And then there's a fucking parade, and they've got all these little meet and greet tents set up for all these, for whoever the guests are. You know, you can go get your picture taken, blah, blah, blah. And then they've got a little, it's called Darth's Mall. Yeah.
Is it really?
It is. And it's a big air conditioned tent. But.
That was the first thing I asked you too, is how, like, is it everything just so Disney-fied?
Yeah.
Like, why?
It's so sad. That's what makes it, like, that's why you don't want
to
pay
Put
for it.
Put the mic closer to your face. You can touch
turn it. Bend it down. You're good. You can figure it out. Just manhandle it. Just
give it a squeeze and a yank.
Help her out, like, Duncan. Jesus Christ. Thank you.
I'm so incapable. I'm sorry.
Women.
Yeah. They're funny. So everything is fucking, like, you know, it's Mickey riding a fucking speeder through the forest at Endor and fucking. Oh God!
It's
like
hard to find something without the Disney characters.
Yeah,
that's how bad it's gotten.
That sucks.
Exactly. And like they had
Sorry, go on.
No, they had one little corner in this merch area that was art that was really fucking cool, but I am not paying $165 for a print.
Right.
The cheapest print
right.
was $145,
and it wasn't even framed.
Yeah, it's a theme park price though. I mean, that's isn't that what they do?
But this was artwork that it wasn't like it wasn't with Mickey on it. Like, it was actual character, really fucking good artwork.
Damn, I don't know though, because like one of the things I wanted to know: does every single character like embody a Star Wars character? Like, does every one of the Disney characters embody a Star Wars character? Because I know I've seen like Goofy dressed up as Darth Vader and Pluto dressed up as a stormtrooper or something.
Yeah, like, and then they've got like they kind of just rotate them around to kind of
like,
fit whatever.
But Mickey as Darth would be scary as shit.
Yeah.
That was what my mind went to. Like, I've never seen Mickey as Darth, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
You will never see a Mickey as
And the one that they have in the Boba Fett, like all the, you know, the little Vinylmation figurines they have, like they're the little like 2-inch tall, whatever Disney characters, you buy them in the boxes, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Used to collect them as a kid.
Yeah. Well, they have the Star Wars set, and the one that's Boba Fett is like Brutus or something, whatever. It's Goofy's like old,
the
mean
Brutus?
Goofy, you know what I mean? The fat one.
Like from the Goofy movie, like
The fat?
The
really?
Fat the oh, fat man. Dog that looks like Goofy, yeah.
No.
Is his name Brutus? Is no. that...
Well, in the Goofy movie, it's Pete. I don't know.
Pete!
Someone with a computer
Brutus
looked that
or
up.
Pete.
Brutus or Pete.
Stinky Pete?
Stinky Pete?
Stinky Pete. We haven't heard from him in a while.
It's true.
I have a shitload of stuff to talk about, but I think now might be a good time to get to our brand new segment, guys.
Oh.
I think now might be the best time in the show to do it before we forget about it. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to cue the intro correctly here because I spent a lot of time on this one.
Time movie.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Ty's movie time.
Hey, welcome to Ty's movie time, everybody.
where Ty reviews a new movie every week.
It might be an old movie, who knows?
It might be an old movie, but it's new to him, and it's going to be new to us.
It's going to be new to everybody.
Exactly. Now, Ty, why don't you go run with it? It's your segment.
Well, I went to the movies a couple times. One of the times was cool. I was kind of drunk. that's not why it was great, but...
But partly.
Partly. So the new Star Trek, you know, it's gotten a lot of love. It's doing well. I don't know. Do you guys... it's Thai movie time. Please keep that on. Wait, bring it down just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah, it's good. Did you guys see the Star Trek remake, the first new one?
Yeah. We did.
We talked about this recently.
I never saw the newer one.
You didn't see it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I heard good things.
I fucking, dude,
should I pirate that?
Yes.
You should.
As a Star Trek purist, like as a fucking Trekkie through and through, I give it two nerd erections fully.
And did you see the new one as well?
I pirated it, but I have not watched it yet.
Well, you know, it was pretty terrible.
You said watching it.
It was pretty terrible. Suck like it. The other, it's just bad. You know, they're in space. Every Star Trek's in space. What's that about?
Yeah,
didn't they do like eight of those movies?
I'm in space,
and there's a problem.
A few from Earth, you know.
I mean, I want like Journey of the Center of the Earth kind of shit.
What about their families back home?
Yeah, what are they doing?
What are they doing? Playing baseball?
They hate all those people on the Enterprise, all in space. It's a bunch of bullshit. So that's what that's all about. Star Trek equals bullshit.
Star Trek equals bullshit.
She's really bad. There's people in it. They're all bad. Chris Pine, bad.
Wow.
Spock, suck a dick.
Ty really didn't like Star Trek, I guess.
It was illogical, Spock. It was illogical.
Did you?
You really didn't like it? The new one?
It was pretty bad.
Really?
Iron Man 3, however, fucking rocked the world. Like, it was the best movie that's been on in movies.
Really? That one we did watch, and I thought it was okay.
It was the best thing that's happened to cinema, really. I mean, if you watch it close.
And if you're really alive.
If you, you know, you gotta sometimes, like, I take my glasses off for like 15 minutes and just like, I still see so much awesome. I don't even need the details. That's how good it was. Tony Stark, what's up? I'm not gay, but I'd hang out with you.
Oh, yeah.
No, Robert Downey Jr. Tony Stark or Robert Downey Jr.
Either or.
Yeah.
It's the same. And they're all Iron Man.
Me and Robert Downey Jr., we would do some things and probably have a crazy night.
Probably.
I don't know if he wants to do that anymore. But
I don't think he does, but it would happen.
If I was hanging out with him, it would happen.
Did you like the fire people in Iron Man?
Yeah, you know, they were pretty awesome.
I like them.
Iron Man 3, the best movie ever.
Best movie ever.
Give it an Oscar.
Yeah, that needs
Star
to
Trek,
happen.
Fuck you, Star Trek.
I'm coming with Iron Man. I like time. All right, so that's what we need
and
to see,
after
guys.
Watching the Star Trek that I hated so much, I've been watching Next Generation again. It's all so fucking bad. Like, every episode I watch, I feel worse, and I want to see how bad I could actually feel, because I'm generally pretty happy, but...
You want them to go
Jean-Luc
to Earth?
Picard is like a cancer on my soul's Star
like Earth
Trek.
Earth Trek.
No, that was Sequest is what I
was. With that guy that was gay and then he died.
He hung himself.
Did you ever see Earth 2?
Earth 2?
Remember that show?
Earth 2.
Did I ask you about Earth 2? It's Thai movie time right now.
I think you're talking about Biodome starring Pauly Shore.
That was also a solid movie. I'll allow it.
That was a solid movie.
Is that a good movie?
It was
Biodome? I mean, that's close.
Can we have Ty's thoughts? It's Ty's
like Woody. I have a stiffy for it.
Purple Sticky Punch.
Yeah, it's purple sticky punch.
Do you like Pauly Shore?
Dude, making cigarette butts into a huge air filter.
Like, yeah, it's a pretty genius idea.
I did that after they did it. I was inspired.
How do you feel, though, about Pauly Shore in general?
I'm surprised he hasn't won more awards, but it seems like he's waiting. He's timing it out for the right time.
You know who else I think is underrated comedically? And correct me if you think I'm wrong.
Carrot Top, right?
Carrot Top, yeah, absolutely.
He's always been on top of my shit. Man.
I mean, and especially ever since he started.
He pops out every now and then. He's just like, I'm Carrot Top, I'm
huge.
He is
one of the greats. He is one of the greats.
Believe it or not, I mean, in all facetious douchebaggery aside, I mean, really, Carrot Top might be the most creative comic genius of our time.
It's
a solid bet.
It's great. Carrot Top wins. Pauly Shore wins.
Pauly Shore wins for sure.
Do you have anything else?
Yahoo Serious.
You saw this week? Do you have one more? I'm sure you saw one more movie.
Oh, I'll just say it because it's the big thing on the interwebs.
Okay.
The last Game of Thrones episode.
Oh, shit. I don't watch that show.
That shit
don't
was.
Care.
I've seen none of it.
It's probably the worst thing.
I don't care!
It was terrible. Everybody thinks it's awesome, but
it was awful.
Pretty terrible.
I've also heard that
a lot of people died.
You didn't like it, though?
Yeah, it's like, oh, they died. All right.
Oh, bummer. People
oh, great. Way to jump
anymore.
On the Walking Dead's bandwagon and kill everybody.
Look at me. I got a story,
it's not
and
like
I'm going to kill
been
it.
It's written in books and stuff already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
isn't it?
Series. Yeah. My sister read it.
Also, like The Walking Dead.
Which I've heard it's pretty fucking literal, though. Game of Thrones, I've heard. I don't know. I can't speak to any. I don't have any real source for this. I have heard and read that it is pretty damn close
to the books. That's what I've heard.
So why are people reacting this way if they knew at some point it was going to come?
Because I'll guarantee you that most of the people that are bitching about it haven't read the books.
Well, yeah.
Is it the end of Ty's movie time?
No, I think that
she probably just keep playing.
I think we have negative listeners now. Right.
They took them away from.
Hey, everybody, join me next week for Ty's movie time. It'll be enjoyable.
Unless
I guarantee that I'm right about everything.
Unless he's too broke to go to any more movies.
That might happen.
That was a good movie.
But then
movie.
There's the internet.
That was a good first edition, though. I thought that was a solid first edition of
I love that song.
Time.
It's.
I've been doing this goddamn show for 2 years, and I have never had a theme song for anything. We've also never figured out a segment. We have so many ideas that we then immediately forget about as soon as we
But I don't want to do just like a music segment because that can just go on forever. And I feel like movies.
And it would.
I feel like movies are better, you know.
Than music?
And Ty is better than you, so, you know, he gets a segment.
Look,
first.
We've gone over this. Taller is not
winning.
Better.
I think it might be, though.
It's really
I
not.
I think it might
but
be.
But then I'm better than you.
Well. But I have the studio.
Yeah.
So I.
That's
I,
true.
Yeah. I have a lot of shit.
You
I
have the higher
want
electric
to show
bill.
You. I have. The interwebs have been fun the last. Or since we've last spoke.
Ah.
What happened on the interwebs?
Well, I got a couple of things.
There's a lot of porn.
Wait. First of all.
What?
That thing that you led the show with, was that real?
Yes. That is a real commercial.
Is that here?
A real Orlando fucking pizza.
It's not
place?
Orlando. It's Gator Pie in it's some college town, but it's in the South.
I thought you were saying O-Town.
It's like
Alabama. It kept saying O-Town.
Yeah, but it's like Old Town. It's like their district or something. Like,
come
to Old Town, but it sounds like O-Town.
Because that was baller.
Yeah.
I really wanted to play the Ween where the cheese at song. Have you guys ever heard that?
Yeah, I like Ween.
Because I want to play it for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
It was the Yellow Brick Pizza, but it's Gator Pie. So maybe I don't know. Maybe it was.
But it was entertaining.
Maybe it was Florida. Could be University of Florida, right? Gator Pie.
I guess.
Makes sense. Anyway, have you come across Prancer Size yet?
No.
Prancer Size. It's the new. It's the new exercise craze, Duncan. I think you and well, Ty in particular. Ty's really going to be into this.
I probably will hate it.
I think Ty.
Are we talking about cheese?
I think you might already prancerize and not know it.
Oh. Fair enough.
So, we'll take a look here.
Can I play my Ween song?
No.
Let me do it.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
That makes sense, huh?
Yeah, it does.
How about they use a gator, though?
Okay. Prancerize by Joanna. How do you spell that? Say that. Roarback.
Roarback.
Very metal. Joanna Roarback.
This is by Joanna Roarback. She's the inventor of Prancerize.
This is for homos, isn't it?
Hello, I'm Joanna Roarback. Hello. From Prancerize LLC, and I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancerize. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my music's ready. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
Now,
is this the workout?
This is it, guys. This is what you guys are going to be doing in 2 weeks.
Man, I'm going to be so fit. Your huge head's in my way. Yes. Oh, that's some sexy shit. Look at her. So, is she older? How old is she?
She's clearly in her late 60s, I would say, right?
She's pretty sexy for that.
Early 70s.
I'd think about it.
I don't like this.
You don't like it? Look at that. Look at that. She's a prance, prance step. Prance, prance step. Little arm wave. Little arm wave.
Little windmill. Little windmill.
Oh.
Okay, now we're going to step up the pace a little bit with the Prancerize trot. It's really hot.
Just look at her, though. What does she look like? She's zombie-ish, right? She's got zombie
qualities.
She's
like one of the dolls from Dead Silence. Like, she's one of those really creepy, like...
Yeah, those hot dolls. Those really hot dolls.
Her hair is like a foot to either side of her.
It's pretty sexy.
It's a big poof. But she does have a pretty toned body for such an old lady, I will say.
Now the porno.
So when you really want to move your booty, this is what we prance to.
Can you imagine someone watching you while you're doing it? Just like, why isn't there someone
She doesn't
her?
Have headphones in. She's not hearing this.
No.
She's just doing
she's
it.
Just doing
she's
it
just making it
to
up.
To the music in her head. But look at that camel toe. I mean, that's a pretty defined fucking...
Yeah.
It's kind of inviting.
Barbie toe right there is what
very
it
inviting
is.
Barbie toe.
She's kind of swimming. She's kind of swimming as she prances. Like, I mean, prancerize is a good definition, I suppose.
I would love to see, like a big run, you know, where everybody's, like, running across the city, but prancerizing.
Yeah, we should...
Like a huge
we
organized...
start that.
The Oh No Radio Show
prancerize.
Oh,
run
it'd be so
cure.
Good. You get, like, 1,000 people doing that shit.
That'd be great.
Down Orange
really
Avenue.
The noose and let it loose with the prancerize gallop.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure she's missing teeth.
She's rocking.
Now she's galloping. I like how it's all the same path, too.
She's like the Mick Jagger of women.
Isn't Mick Jagger the Mick Jagger of women?
I think
to some
you're right.
Degree? I mean, maybe, but she has a better camel toe than Mick.
She does look like a Mick Jagger impersonator, though.
I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
Oh, my God.
So that's what you got to do to prancerize, kind of just... Do Mick Jagger moves as you walk down the sidewalk. I love it. How,
like she did, I'm a little teapot. Now she's like, I'm a dirty girl. I'm a dirty girl.
Oh, I'm dirty.
It might be funnier without the audio. Just watching it.
It's definitely more creepy.
She's got further on the path
yeah,
on this
gonna
run.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude. She's
I
want
to see her like
I wanted to
out
see
of breath
more of the path. The path is the more interesting thing in this video. Oh, that's a good path right there.
Oh, I'm so tired. All right,
she's got ankle weights.
Now I put my sweaty ankle weights.
But I can show you the prancerize box or shadow box
prance. Thanks for recording this.
Better to be punching into space than in your face.
Yes.
Go to Prancer's! Go to Prancer's around my neighborhood!
Hey, Ty, do you
go
to
Prancer's?
I got a group of guys. You know, we're getting together on, Tuesday nights. And
Prance Rock?
Yeah, we're doing a little Prancer-size, and I was wondering if you wanted to maybe tag along.
If that bass isn't funky enough, I don't know.
Basically, we got a guy named Big George. He's probably the best.
Oh, Big George, throwing down? I know Big George. We're cool.
Well, you know, he's probably the best prancer-sizer.
I help him out.
Orlando. He prancer-sizes so fucking hard. It's incredible.
He does it with a bass.
He wears the backpack. He's got this backpack with this fucking huge boom box, and there's just prancer-sizing.
That's how you do it.
That's how you really got it.
This lady is entertaining.
She's letting us on. I mean, she's cluing people
she's
in.
She's not doing it for real.
She's supporting the cause, which
I think she's
like.
On a disc golf course.
It's quite possible.
It's a golf course or a disc golf
All the hippies there love
What's
her.
What's going on here? What are you playing now? Oh. Stop it.
What's that all about?
Don't worry about that. That's for later. But no, I thought you'd appreciate some prancer-sizing. It is. Do you think that'll catch on, Duncan? I've started doing it. It's kind of hip.
It looks better than hot yoga.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Oh, the Bikram yoga?
Hot yoga? You can do hot Bikram yoga too, I think, but
Bikram yoga is in the 104 degree room.
Not all of it.
Fuck all
no,
that.
That's what Bikram yoga is.
Gross. Well, I'm not doing that.
I guess that's still hot yoga then.
I'd much rather prancer-size. You don't like the prancer size?
I'm terrified.
You'd look pretty awesome.
Do you think it has any medical benefits?
To prancer size.
No,
to
I
an
don't.
Old person though, like, do you think it does?
I think that you'll break a hip pretty quickly doing that.
Like, what's the reason that she did it then? Like, just to
she's trying to make money.
Probably looked like an asshole.
Prancer size LLC.
She just loves it. That's what she did as like
and
a
that's,
kid.
And Ty really does break it down. I mean, because
then
she
she's
loves
like,
it.
Hey,
we love it.
Follow me with a camera.
As a fellow prancer-sizer.
I got to come up with a name for this. What do I call it? It's kind of prancing. It's kind of exercising.
It's kind of dancing. It's
kind of it's fun. Prancer.
Prancer. Oh, it's kind of an exercise.
Prancer baiting? It's prancer baiting.
Prancer bait.
No?
Nah, that won't fly.
Yeah, prancer size. Oh, my God.
Ah.
Nailed it.
Now she's a billionaire.
Maybe she can only attain orgasm through prancer size.
That would be also hot. I like her.
I'm not sure how that
That's
even works.
That's why the path only goes so far.
I'm not sure I have that sort of energy. First off, I'm not banging that old Jewish lady.
I don't know that she was. I don't know that she was a Jew.
I
feel like there's no evidence to support.
There's no evidence to support you.
Clearly a Jew. Clearly.
No. First of all, I would
you
like
didn't
to point
see
out
it?
the lack of nose.
The obvious old Jew.
The era of old Jew. She didn't have old Jew to me though. Too little jewelry. You know what I mean? Old Jewish women wear.
She did have a chain. She did have.
No,
I don't know.
Old Jewish women wear jewelry like Mr. T. Like, they fucking have a ring on every goddamn finger.
Yeah. But she's living in South Florida. She's living the new life. I don't know.
That was not South Florida.
That didn't seem like South
Florida.
That was
Florida somewhere.
That was Florida somewhere, for sure.
Trees and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking enough with that. Fucking shit.
Yeah, that's your fault.
I know.
I want a prancer-size.
It's almost time for break. You can prancer-size on break.
Prancer-sizing. Yeah.
I got two things I want to go to.
Two words for you.
Fuck you.
Uh-huh.
Rapey.
Bojangles.
Have you ever come across a show late at night here in Orlando, and I know it's syndicated in other parts of the country?
Nope.
Called Hangin'
With Mr. Cooper?
Oh. I've definitely seen Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Is that what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about Hanging with Mike.
It's not Hanging with Mike. It's Having a Beer with Mike. It is quite possibly the worst show ever put on television.
So that's why we're going to watch it.
It sounds like a good idea.
I think it'll be good. I think you guys will really appreciate what I'm about to show you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to speed through these, but I got a couple of them. Oh, no. But here's what I'll do. I'll show you when Mike meets his fans. I should probably show you clips from the show first, but you'll get how douchey this guy is.
Hang on, Mike.
Just from the clip alone.
Is it Mike Busey?
Sweet intro music.
Having a beer with Mike. He's high-fiving. Hey, Mike.
We're gonna go see Having a Beer with Mike.
Having a beer with Mike.
Yep.
Beer with Mike.
Where are we?
I had to write that on a chalkboard 100 times.
Having a beer with Mike.
Well, Mike, I
guess we're on our way.
Email me at beerwithmike@yahoo.com.
Hacksaw Jim Dugan was gonna be here, but he couldn't make it. Some Duncan. Family heard.
It was the first thing. That was my first clue. Well, what it happened? Wasn't my first clue. About 8 in the intro here. That this guy's a douchebag.
Yeah.
But it was number 9 or 10 that he said Hacksaw Jim Dugan instead of Duggan.
So our thoughts go with him. We also have the usual Dick Simmons. We have Carl the Little Guy.
You know, having a beer with
Leon, this clip sucks.
We're going to a car dealership. People are coming. You know what's funny is here's why I'm nervous. I don't really, what am I going to do when I get there? I'm going to hand out some t-shirts, and what am I going to really do? I usually do my
Can
recording.
We explain this guy that we're looking at, though, real quick? Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
He's just a goober.
He's a 90s goober.
Yeah. You know who he looks like? He looks like Dave Coulier from Full House.
He does. He's got the long, flowing hair.
Yeah, the almost mullet.
Yeah. He's got my hair.
Yeah.
But he's got... you're right, though. He does have a... He's got a gooberish face. And he's just sitting in the back of a limo.
Because he's
acting
cool.
Like he's a big deal. And like he's going to this huge appearance, right? And you can tell... tell me if you think this whole thing is staged.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
I'm going to air him on TV. I'm not going to stand there.
This guy had a show.
I don't understand it. Are we going to drive on in there? Or are we going to walk in?
As a matter of fact, we are. I'm going to set you up to pull in there.
It's all just fake bullshit, right? Look at him. He's pulling in. This is his big gig, by the way, that he's going in a limo to. That he's like nervous. What am I going to do? What am I
going to
say?
You're going to a car dealership.
He's pulling into a car dealership.
Yep.
Oh, cigar in mouth now.
Oh, hey.
Now it's later on, and Mike's gonna get drunk, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Like, he's been waiting? He looks pretty sober.
But it's having a beer with Mike.
These people just cheer?
Yeah, there's people cheering? Just cheering for him, like, everywhere he goes.
Really
is
do,
that a
like...
Gator's dockside? I don't know, but I kind of want Mike's life. The longer I watch this clip, I'm
anywhere
like...
Anywhere I go, people just clap and high-five signs. Me. It's cool, I guess.
Heaven,
all right, I don't want you to play it, but I need you to play something that shows what the fuck this show
it's
is.
On Netflix? Okay. What the...
No.
It is on Netflix. It is absolutely... That's what's crazy about this. Okay, let me show you how terrible this show is. I believe this is him doing an Elvis impersonation.
Okay.
With himself, I believe.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I have got a world exclusive right here in Have a Beer with Mike. Never before in the history since the perceived death of Elvis Presley has there been an interview with him, obviously. Well, we have him here today. He's sitting right here. Elvis, welcome to Having a Beer with Mike.
Nice to be here. Thanks a lot, Mike. You know, we watch your show all the time. We're big fans over at the KOA. So where you been all these years?
Hey, man, it's like this. Wayne Newton, he said he was going to kick my ass. I didn't want any part of Wayne, so I faked my death to throw him off.
Well, why would Wayne want to kick your ass?
Yeah, that's a funny one. You know, I was in the audience at one of his shows.
I don't like. Yeah.
And,
I don't like.
Something
this.
Came over me, so I moved.
So far,
him.
I don't like anything
you
that you've
him?
Played except
oh,
for
yeah.
that pizza
so now
commercial.
So now you're back.
Well, I only play things I hate.
I know.
I mean,
and then you make me hate, and that's why I like every show we do puts me one. It's one show closer to an aneurysm
because you see a little more thing. You know, a few more things that. Drive you to insanity because the world created this.
I know.
Someone had thought this was good enough to put on TV.
Hold on.
Look at those fake sideburns, you know, and I get that's part of the bit, but it's just. Fuck. You is
my,
suck.
Is my channel on? Turn my channel on.
No.
Turn up my snare.
What do you want?
He wants to play. He wants to play Ween.
Is it playing?
Is your shit up?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know what's.
I hear it, but barely.
You should be louder.
All right, hold on.
God damn it! What do we? Why do? You can't just do this to my show. You can't just decide I'm gonna play something and
yep.
then.
All right.
Yep.
Let's try it one more time.
Nope. I hold all the cards, and I say it's about goddamn break time.
Yes.
I do have,
man,
more,
every
I do have
time,
more stuff when we get back.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's just funny. Like, every time we do a show, it's always on a day that I haven't slept. So I'm like,
Yeah, it's been like that lately. We need to just have Red Bull at the door or something.
Yeah. Even then, I don't know that that would
yeah,
help.
It probably wouldn't. We'd just be shaky. Well, more shaky than usual.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we'd, you know, go We're on with our lives. But I did get... to get some time to play around with my computer, and I did create this, and it might be the creepiest thing that has ever been created by a man, but it's a reading by a robotic, I think a 6-year-old girl, a 6 to 8-year-old girl.
I don't like where this is going.
Reading the Ace of Spades to creepy music. So we're going to lead off with that. Just to give everybody frightening nightmares.
Yeah, all right.
I love that you're giggling Sounds while you're right. trying to play.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some. It's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play. It makes no difference what you say. I don't share your greed.
But we'll be right back on the Ono Radio
wow.
show.
Wow. It's like...
Are you already frightened?
Silent Hill meets fucking Ozfest. It's so disturbing.
It's so creepy, dude. It really is. I'll play it from the top, you know,
no,
here
no,
in a
no,
second,
no.
but...
No.
Well, do it. I don't
do
care.
It.
No, we're going to play it, and then we'll probably... Hey, why not? We'll play some more Motorhead behind that.
Motorhead.
Some real Motorhead.
Yeah, they are the most metal band of all time.
They are so metal.
They are so very metal. Yeah. They are everything louder than everything else.
And then we're going to
come
back.
It says it on the t-shirt.
Come and hang out with me, lads.
After we're done doing German talkings.
Yeah, it's sexy German time here at the Ono Radio Show.
Sexy German's time.
I have no words.
Yeah, we're going to come back.
Do you like it when we talk all the sexy?
Oh, she loves it, the sexy Germans. It makes her very...
There's so
much sexy. Oh, it's so very sexy time.
I'm not getting into Nazi fetish. Fetish. I'm not
No. It has nothing to do with.
I'm not doing Nazi fetish, dude.
It's not Nazi.
I'm not going there. I'm not. I do a lot.
Why are you playing so safe?
Why are you so vanilla, man?
Come to the dark side.
We have the Lederhosen and the cookies.
No, man. See, now you made me play this.
Why is this necessary?
This is called.
Don't
get kicked out of the country. What do you? Oh fuck!
Ooh,
it's
America!
Called, it's called.
It is called your sissy man, Bruce Springsteen.
Guys, you can't. You're gonna get me kicked out. You're gonna get me deported.
We can do whatever we want.
I can't.
Yes, we can.
We believe
and
in
if
nothing.
You get deported, then Ty will just have to take care of your little wife.
She likes me.
Oh.
Feed him cheese. See, no, I'm good. I'm good again. A little John Mellencamp.
Oh, Zakuga.
I love Zakuga, man.
I love Zakuga.
Let's all dance and have a Kuga party.
I'm even dancing Zakuga.
Oh, it's the Kuga party.
We are R-O-C-K in the USA.
I don't know who named it the Nazi party when we could have been the Kuga party.
The Kuga party.
I think that might be the name of the episode now. Cougar party. I can't play this. Thanks for listening, though. We're probably
not coming back from this one. That was a fucking train.
That was great.
That was great, actually.
That was pretty fucking serious, dude. That wore me out.
Yeah.
Oh, we bail you out so hard.
I do not
hard.
Know how we bail you out like that, Owen.
The penetration's so nice.
To get so tied to things that everything German is Nazi. Just because we have the Hitler mustache does not make us the Nazis.
I was just told growing up I shouldn't mention the war.
You shouldn't mention the war. Well, guess what? The Germans lost, so you can mention the war all you want. Because America came in and whooped their ass.
And now they're one of the most powerful countries on the planet.
Bunch of party poopers.
I'm on a Motorhead kick, and I'm going to keep playing it. This is a song off one of their 2004 albums called Inferno. That's the album. The song's called Killers.
It's called Motorhead.
Yeah.
Germans like it. Americans like it. We all like it. You're going to listen to some Motorhead.
They're very, very metal.
It's my Lemmingstein. Awesome, even still in 2004 and still today. Lenny won't die.
I do not believe that he can.
We coming back, Duncan?
Yeah, for a short amount of time, we will.
Sign. I'm sorry for the show, guys. It's not my fault for once, honestly. That's right. That's how we open the segment.
That's how the second segment is.
That's how it rolls, Duncan.
Oh, good God.
That's how we do it.
I know.
You know.
Where the cheese at?
where the cheese at?
I don't know.
Where the motherfucking 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 cheese at?
I don't know, bitch. I don't know.
This has been a great second Swiss segment.
don't you Jennifer deny the goodness.
Still mad, a lot of hating from the
motherfucking cheese at.
Cheese wrap, cheese wrap, cheese wrap. Yeah. Gotta get it going.
Cheese curds.
That's the word. Coming straight from the herd. You know, I heard of dairy. A lot of cows in the pasture making cheese for me, yeah. Coming down, eating all the grass.
Ooh.
Going on the moon on your ass. Seeing on the back streets. Ooh. I'm a cow that knows the right weeds. I eat all. sorry.
I should have just not come back for the second segment. It would
I guess
have been
so.
Just as,
I guess
just
so.
As productive.
It would have been just as productive. But hi, we're back. Look, I think the camera's not even on me.
It's probably good that it didn't probably, get that abortion on tape.
Well, you know. What are we going to talk about in the second segment? We talked about things that we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny when we listen back to this and...
I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
We're
going to
talk
about
the girl
that.
Whose titties were too big to go to prom.
Oh, that's the one?
That's the only one I remember because it has to do with tits.
I like boobs. I
like the way your brain works, sir.
I do, too.
And quite frankly, I'm surprised I didn't remember it. I'm surprised, Ty, that you were a little slow on remembering.
I was still jamming.
Duncan wins tit... He wins the tit bell.
The tit bell?
If I had a bell.
I guess you do.
I'd ring it.
If you had a bell for tits, you would ring it, and I would have won it.
Titty bell.
Ding, Kelsey, ding. He gets a free squeeze.
I get a free squeeze whenever I want.
Remembering someone else's tits?
On camera?
I don't know.
You know what I mean.
I know.
He's like, should I go for it?
I do that anyway. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
He thought about it.
I always think about it like it's all they're right there. I mean, it's just
yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah.
All right, I found the clip. Hang on.
Where the cheese at?
It's no more cheese wraps, Ty.
That's all I wanted to play.
Stop with your cheese wraps! I'm about to play a video. Really. No one talks.
Says Silver,
because of
Silver
her large
Fox.
Chest. Coma 4's Kristen Drew is live in Silverdale with that student story. Story to be one of the most memorable moments.
Memorable.
Central Kitsap High School student says she was turned away from her senior prom because of her large chest.
Good journalism,
Coma 4's
guys.
Kristen Drew is live in Silverdale with that student story and her message. Kristen?
Dan, the teen waited 4 years at this high school for her prom. Now she's sharing her story so that no one else has to suffer the pain and humiliation that she did.
When I put it on, I just fell in love.
Brittany Minder.
That girl. That girl right there.
Girl at the bowling alley's tits last night, definitely way bigger than that.
I'm sorry, you can't go to prom because your boobs are kind of weird looking, but not really that big.
Yeah.
She's chubby. Right? A little bit. And she's got big boobs.
Yeah.
For the perfect prom dress, took her all the way to Canada.
Well, I love the beach.
From where?
But when Minder showed up at the senior prom in this gown, she was...
That's it? Like, that's...
Yeah. That's not even...
Turned away.
In my opinion, upset. I feel that it is because I'm bigger chested and there is more...
Big tits.
They didn't even say
tits.
That was why. She just assumed.
No, that's what I think they said that it was. I don't know.
I don't know. There's some other reason completely.
I'm not upset by her breasts.
No
are you?
Shit.
They weren't even out. They were just.
Yeah.
They really weren't. It's just regular prom dress. 4-5 inch cleavage.
I wonder where this.
Just because she's bigger breasted.
There's got to be another reason. There's no way.
It's Como, so it's Tucson.
Tucson?
This is Tucson, I believe.
She went all the way to Canada to get her Tucson? Prom dress from Tucson?
I think she ordered it on the internet, she said. I don't know.
Theaters that Canada. You can see. And there's nothing I could really do about that.
According to the school's dress code, strapless dresses Seattle. Are allowed, provided cleavage, midriff, and lower back are covered.
It was blatant from the start that the school...
Gary Minder. That's his name.
He looks like he would mind
it. Blatant from the start.
Underneath him, parent.
Yeah.
Not her parent, just a parent.
Yeah. Not a concerned parent either. He's just a parent.
He's like, I like her big tits. I hang out and I check them out a lot.
Well, that's kind of.
Well, I'm picking up my son from school. I look at this bitch's big fucking tits.
It was unfair.
It's totally awful.
I love some titties.
That's why I was a chaperone at the prom. I watched her come in and then I went and jerked off in the coat room
because I like it.
Hey, Duncan.
Yeah.
Your mom's got big tits. Let's go jerk off to her.
What? That just like fell out your mouth. That was funny. Because it fell out your mouth like
a
that.
Huge silent moment. We're like, what?
What?
I like boobs.
Jerking off to your mom's tits is not appropriate.
I don't know Duncan's
show.
Mom, but we'll generally support boobs, I guess.
Moving on.
Not being
before I kick you in the face.
Rule. Minder's parents have no problem with a rule. They say their daughter was singled out for having a large chest.
All women are not created equal. You cannot, you know, compare a golf ball to a grapefruit. It ain't going to happen.
A girl like Brittany should not have to go to a dance in a burlap sack because she's large busted. That's just, it's ridiculous.
A district spokesman says,
you know what he's really saying.
Be safe, Cougs.
Cougs.
You know what he's really saying. He's like, keep them shits out.
So that I can la la la
so
la
it is,
la.
Is like, that his? Is that dad?
That's dad.
Yeah, that's okay. Dad.
That was mom and dad.
Yeah,
that was mom and dad. Like she's talking about, you can't compare grapefruits and golf balls.
Yeah. Which is sometimes my testicles are the size of golf balls. Sometimes they're the size of grapefruits.
He's saying it's unfair that she shouldn't have to wear a burlap sack. Is what he's
right.
saying. But he's really saying,
let my daughter's titties out.
That's right.
They need more air. And
I know that there were girls in my prom that had way more fucking cleavage.
Yeah,
showing
she'll make
that.
More money.
Even some of the girls I went with had more cleavage than that.
Yeah,
see some side
it's a really stupid argument. Yeah. So I don't know what that whole fucking thing
especially
is.
Especially how this they is, design but, prom dresses now. Like really?
Well, not only that, but this is also just a dumb news story. Like this is news in Seattle because there's nothing else going on. So we got to talk about the fact that this girl. Which is bullshit, but also at the same time, it's like, you really get worked up over prom? I went to three of them, and I thought they all sucked.
Yeah. I had kind of
Fox 12's most wanted broke into multiple cars overnight
but I always
in Sandy and stole some items rarely seen in police reports. It all happened in the Bluff neighborhood, and one of the victims lost hundreds of dollars worth of sex toys.
Oh, shit. They got into my
car. Ben
Singer
joins us live with these sensitive details. Ben?
Sensitive.
And Wayne, police tell us that there are at least five victims in the Bluff neighborhood that you mentioned. And we talked to one woman tonight about her embarrassing conversation with police.
It was cram-packed full of stuff. And now it's all gone.
Chelsea Coots made the discovery this morning. A trunk that had been full was missing most of what was inside.
I can't believe it. I'm still in shock.
That's a
and
party
beyond
toys.
The shock of a rare theft on
yeah,
her quiet
girl.
Street. She couldn't believe she had to tell police exactly what someone stole.
It was horrible. He kind of started laughing.
Oregon.
What's up, girl?
But he felt bad, so. Yeah, he asked me to describe everything just in detail and, like, colors, and then he asked. It was just horrible.
Horrible because she had been storing a cache of items that took her months and about $500 to gather. All for a bachelorette party this weekend.
I've been storing it in my trunk because I have two little ones and didn't want them to see all
hot
the
bachelorette party.
Dirty things in there. Lots of toys, blow-up items, all kinds of goodies. Her whole attire for that night.
Clothing and paraphernalia for paraphernalia and 9 of her friends.
It broke my heart. Chelsea's worked so hard for so long
to buy dildos for all of us.
Like, I really wanted that.
We found the Brad Pitt model. I was very excited to try it out. Use it for all these whores.
We may never know. But one thing.
What was that haircut, by the way? Do you see that?
Yes.
Bun on top.
Yeah.
It's called 90s high school.
No, it's like a Flintstone thing. Which one of them had that?
That was Wilma.
Wilma had that. Yeah. Fucking A.
That's for sure.
You're on the news, bitch.
We'll go on.
It's going to be fun no matter what.
So they turned
She was also wearing fucking leopard print.
Already, they tell us they've received.
I don't need to hear that guy.
No.
Is that his name? Diddly-dee. Sandy?
Hey, guys.
His name Sandy?
My name is Sandy.
Just Sandy. There's no last name.
First.
Sandy Snooker.
I don't know how I feel about that. Okay. There's a lot of crazy names out there.
Men named Sandy. Go.
But Sandy. That's a feminine name.
It's a woman's
though.
Name.
That's
yeah.
Sandy.
It's short for Sandra.
Donations to replace to some of the items changes. That were lost. I won't go into detail about that. I can tell you the police say they're not sure how the
Call
other cars were broken
wait,
into
see
the
says
RV.
Wait, no, yeah, see if he says
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Still investigating. Chelsea says that she left her doors unlocked. Live in Sandy, Ben Singer, the 10 o'clock
Ben news. Singer, oh. live oh. in Sandy.
It ruined my bit.
Oh.
Ben Singer. That's not near as good as Sandy.
Sandy.
It'd be way better if he was gay and his name was Sandy.
Hey, guys, this is Sandy.
I think that would make the news more interesting.
Reporting live from the Parliament House.
If we just did put gay people in all of, like, they did all the
reporting. All the reporting.
And it was just gay people.
Here we are live from downtown.
Hi, I'm in Pakistan.
Jesus, it's so hot.
I got nothing.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
They could do Germans for 45 minutes, but I can't
I think we...
I guess I could, but...
is this the mayor?
No. But, hey, you know what we never did today?
Teleport to the moon.
Sounds like the moon.
Telephones.
Oh, yeah. There's probably, like, people mad at us.
So we might be on the moon, but our number up here, just in case you want to call.
It's been way too important.
It's 3-2-1.
Oh.
3-2-1!
3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
The phone lines are opening.
As soon as Owen finds it, you're going to log in under your personal account to
where the cheese at.
I don't know.
No. They're getting there.
We definitely need to close it out with that.
I mean, I hope.
It needs to happen.
Where the cheese at?
I don't know.
Bitch, where my motherfucking
phone lines
That's
are open.
The official sound of the phone lines
so
opening
if you
on
call
the moon.
The next...
Oh, God.
I know. I know you love the moon.
I do love the moon.
Don't try to hit the moon.
Huh? What?
What?
Don't be hating on the moon.
Ain't nobody hating on shit.
Can't be hating.
Nobody's hating on nothing.
Hey, Bender. Call your bitch ass in right now.
Listening.
Y'all married. Being all Bendery.
Being all Benderino and shit.
Tell me some news.
So, hey, WWE does some crazy shit from time to time.
Really scary?
And this is a new debut of their new guy.
We live in a world where society
your head's in the way,
souls of men.
I love you.
It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything
it
about
might
it.
Might be the scariest thing ever.
Working class. People like me, they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies, the secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
What?
I might have to start watching wrestling.
When they decide it's time,
we are the ones.
When they start to walk upright,
ones you've been told, and we are walking upright.
I do believe the thing is ringing. Who that is?
Every time.
Honest answer, quick go around. Would you rather watch this or get the call from him?
That's
so
mean.
Tough.
Answer the call.
Okay.
Bender.
Jack Bender.
Bender.
Oh, no radio show.
Yeah.
No,
yay, congratulations,
me.
Bender.
Congratulations, Jesus Christ.
How's everyone doing
what
out
What are you,
there
down by the pool?
Florida.
Jesus.
You sound hammered, Jack.
Are you hammered?
Actually not. Not. No.
God,
maybe
why?
Later.
I was going to say, it's 8 o'clock there.
You should be getting hammered.
Should
and,
be.
And banging crazy.
I did have a Mai Tai with breakfast.
There you go.
That's the way you start the day.
It was 1:30 in the afternoon, but nonetheless.
That's still breakfast. That was earlier than Owen started drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I witnessed it, pretty much.
That's pretty good, Jack. I'm impressed. Yeah. Duncan and Kelsey have three sex tips as a newly wed couple that they want to give to
they
you.
They do?
They do. They've prepared them.
I can't
and
wait
they
to
want
hear
to give, they too? Want to give them to you now. What's
no.
What's the first one, Doug?
The first one is masks. Use a lot of masks. A lot of rape play.
Masks.
Mask. I advocate the Boba Fett mask. It's newly added to the repertoire. Hard to breathe, but totally worth it.
Can't really see, but you figure
can't,
it out.
Yeah, can't really do that. Then I'm going to also go with number two is accents. Accents are good. You find the accent that drives your lady crazy, and then you talk like it. And then you will make some crazy in the bed.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so warm in your crotch.
And then, third, and probably most important, Jack, is you need an inflatable tentacle arm
which you can spank.
I mean,
slop.
Really.
Is the correct term slop?
I like
that?
Slop, yeah.
I think slop is probably accurate. But, I mean, really, at that point, once you have the inflatable tentacle arm, the world is your hentai, and you can do with what you will.
So, do you... Okay. Be completely honest with me here. And Jack, you're going to be in on this conversation.
Jack's very disturbed right now. He's God damn it.
I need you to hang on, Jack.
He's writing it down, is what he's doing. He's like, where the fuck do I find an inflatable tentacle arm, Spencer's? But
that thought did cross my mind. Good tip there.
Have you honestly ever, as a male, any of the males and the female can be involved in this, truly masturbated, ejaculated to hentai porn?
Yeah.
You're seriously asking me this?
Yeah,
I think you know the answer.
I think you know the answer.
Well, we just want to reaffirm things.
Stuff? That's like the cartoony stuff.
Hentai,
right?
Hentai is animated, but it's mostly tentacle rapey.
I like demon raping.
I've heard of this one. Can't say that's really my cup of tea.
It's not really my cup of tea either, but it's happened. I mean, I've gotten off to a lot of things that aren't my cup of tea. It just sometimes
I don't doubt that at all.
Sorry, sometimes shit happens. What I love is the face that's frozen on the monitor behind Owen.
It is pretty good.
He's
happy.
Can someone take a picture of this?
Yes.
Beardy happy man.
Before I move it. Have you heard of this, Jack? The WWE has a new gimmick going on. Were you listening to the show before you called? It's okay if you say no.
I was not.
All right,
can't say that I was.
That's fine. Fuck you. I know. but either way,
don't have my laptop out here. It's kind of a vacation.
There's this new guy that the WWE is promoting. And his name is Bray Wyatt.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
It's no, yeah.
Nice.
I've heard of him.
Not quite, Bray Wyatt.
Bray.
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 What's up, Bray?
Wyatt.
What's up, Bray?
Yeah, okay. Bray.
All right. And
what
he's,
up, Bray?
Where is this going?
Well, how would you guys describe this Bray. Fucking trailer?
He's beardy and awesome.
It's his debut, guys.
He's beardy and sociopathic.
I'm going to play it in the background, Jack.
He wore masks in the video, though. He's taking our advice.
Rapey masks.
Rapey mask, yeah.
You're going to tell them we're coming, right? Now send us someone. Just don't send anyone back.
Witness the new face of what's fear. That? What's that movie? When Mary went the gimmick is that they're hillbilly, like, rapists. Like, that
basically,
is
yeah.
what it looks like. What is... What's the movie?
It's very.
You know what I'm talking about.
John Lovitz.
Deliverance.
John
Lovitz.
Yes. Where they get raped and the guy gets, you know, they get raped in the woods.
John Lovitz is awesome in that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You sure do got a herd of hell.
But they are personifying that as wrestling personas now.
Why not?
I mean,
all right, I gotta see the rest.
To go.
It's a rapey mask. Laugh, rapey laugh.
I'm coming.
Well, you know, I'd love to stay and chat with you guys.
You,
but,
you son of a bitch.
That's right.
Oh, what, are you on your honeymoon?
You're all
or something?
Married oh, yeah. now, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I got kids.
I got other business to take care of.
Got
yeah.
married stuff
got
to do.
We
to
might
on.
Be
got
the biggest assholes on the planet and totally disregarded the fact that you just got married and interrupted it with a wrestling trailer. But
but that's what we do.
Do you have any news?
How is Catalina?
It is outstanding. I'm looking out the window. I see big houses on top of a mountain.
Sharks.
And there's a loud family partying downstairs at the hotel we're at.
Can you jerk
and
off
if I
on
look
a shark
ever
for
so
me?
Close to the left, I see the ocean. It is out there.
Excellent.
It is out there.
Sweet.
No, that's nice.
Going zip lining tomorrow before we head home, so that should be awesome.
Rock and roll honeymoon.
Had a big dinner last night. What did we got here? You know, the good stuff that you're supposed to do.
That's
so
right.
Nice little preview to our real honeymoon in October. So it's been cool. It's been really cool. The whole trip leading up to the wedding has been intense. We took everybody on crazy adventures, and we all survived. It was awesome.
So a lot of the audience knows Jay, and he has been on the show before.
Special Jay.
Yes, he has.
The question is, how did Jay do on the trip?
He was like a kid in a candy store. The entire time, it was
that's him everywhere.
So awesome. From the time we picked him up from the airport and he saw the Coast Guard helicopters stationed across the street to just everything. We got him in and out.
That sounds about right.
First.
Okay.
Oh, God,
okay.
In and out burger. Yeah. You bastard.
We did it right. It was...
Everybody looked like from all the pictures, dude.
Took them all around. Into all the details of our adventures, but that's for another segment when I'm not on Catalina Island.
And when your Wi-Fi sucks,
and or it's ours. We had a complete and total blast, and then at the end of it, we got married. So.
No, man, congratulations.
Hey-o.
You know, straight up from the Ono Radio Show, congratulations. I don't know. I feel like he deserves. What sound would you play apart from the stupid fucking wedding shit? What sound
I
would
just
you
say,
play?
I say welcome to the club.
Yes, and I will say
that is extremely creepy coming from you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I
am married.
You guys,
it really
is. Look forward to being there in October.
In person.
Welcome to the club.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Honorable. Honorable. Jack and Joe.
Go, Jack. Go, Bender. What?
Send them down.
And then Bender, I got married. Yeah. Only one vagina. And that's okay with me because I'm married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Whatever. Don't judge me.
Bender, go be with your wife.
Yes. You guys have a great rest of your show.
Not likely.
Maybe a newsstand. Yeah, well, you know. Maybe a newsstand next time. Maybe, who cares? I'll call with something. I'll call you.
What are you going to do?
Do it if you want. We need like one a month, maybe. We don't need it every show.
I'll give you a call. We'll chat. It'll be cool. Talk about wrestlers tearing open their taint. You know, the huge.
Exactly. The huge. You know, we do that on the reg.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jack, it was good talking to you. Congratulations. He's fucking married, guys. Yeah. He's fucking married. No sound effect. Clappity clap, 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 clap,
clap. That's as good as we can get.
Mm. Yeah. Do you have a song request?
Where the cheese at?
Because I'm not gonna play it. I'm honestly not gonna play it anyway. So,
all
right, something good.
All right, Jack, hanging up on you. I love you though.
That was such a slow motion reaction. You're like, whoa.
Can we end this show?
No, I don't feel like we're done. I don't feel like I'm done here. I don't feel like I'm done in this place with this group. I don't feel like we're done.
There's probably more.
He feels it.
Turn up my channel.
Why do you feel that you're that important that I turn you up?
I just have one question in general.
We can hear you.
But you can't hear his channel.
I can hear your channel.
Can you hear it?
I can.
Where the cheese at?
I don't want to do that.
Where the cheese at?
Are we gonna cheese?
What cheese at? I don't know. My fucking cheese at? I don't know. Bitch, where my cheese at? I don't know. Oh. What's up, girl? You want some cheese? Oh, yeah. Let's get sexy.
Oh, no. I hate you.
Hey, friends. Welcome to Having a Beer with Mike. Simmons, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Michael.
Oh, it's good to see you. Listen, we got a little bit of a situation here. Carl got tossed out of that construction trailer. Come on.
It's a bit of a situation.
Look at him right there. Friends, let's just go ahead and let the camera roll for a couple of minutes. And, you know, we do get kind of comfortable with our homes and our modern...
Hanging with Mike.
Why?
I saw a little bit of it. Your head was mostly in it.
It's a midget.
Was that a sexy midget?
That was actually a pretty buff midget.
Was it a man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lifestyle, but you know, if you learn how to live off the land.
I got a little lead right here where you were. I came.
That was awesome.
I've had it.
What are you doing, Carl? No, come on.
No, you're burning down.
I've had it, Mike.
No, come on.
Oh.
No,
Mike.
No. What are you doing? This is crazy.
Carl, don't do that.
Put the lighter down.
Mike, no.
Put the lighter down. This is what we're going to do. First off, you need a hug.
So this is his gimmick, by the way.
First off. Let's get real gay right away. Let's hug it out. Then I'll set you on fire after the hug.
The midget is pouring gasoline on himself.
No.
With a lighter.
You don't do that, midget man.
Now watch, because Mike is going to be hailed as a hero. No, he's going to be hailed as...
First and foremost, not from him.
He saved his life.
Carl, this is for you. We don't want you to be homeless anymore.
Homeless midget needs cash.
Oh, gosh. Pinch me in the butt. I love it. There's more coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's happening right now.
Midget. There's a bumper.
That's, yeah. Well, okay.
This guy is...
Watch this. Watch this ad.
Fall out of the sky. Haggard Drugs unite, and surgery has new meaning on Volume 5. This disturbingly hilarious DVD is out of control. It's hysterical, demented fun.
This is on Netflix.
I'm on it. Just doused himself in gasoline. Also, this guy will stop at nothing to have a beer with Mike. You get five ball busting episodes plus bonus features. Check this out.
Tone low. To this girl, she said, "Hi, my name is Sheena. Thought she'd be good to go with the little..."
This guy scares me.
See what I mean?
Whoa.
Don't walk to your wallet and order now before Mike decides to donate this footage to science. Stop your dicking and start clicking. Orders are filled immediately.
It's supposed to be one of the most memorable moments, but it's...
No.
That was the tit story.
Boobs.
But yeah, I guess hanging with Mike, right?
I would prefer more boobs in that story, too.
I would prefer less Mike.
Less Mike, more boobs.
He is.
The rest
right.
of it was on point.
He is kind of scary.
A little bit.
He kind of looks like a Muppet.
Yeah.
Like, with his like hair that just kind of...
Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of flops around, yeah. Yeah.
It's got like a Lego man's haircut that just like... I don't know. Duncan's actually, for the first time, fallen asleep on the show.
You pulled a Wolfgang.
I am pulling a Wolfgang.
You go Wolfie on me?
I'm going all Wolfie on you.
Alright, let me,
Let's talk about...
Now Owen's like, let me find something that will piss him off so bad that it'll wake him up.
What can we do? Oh, there it is.
Okay. All right, we're going to end the show with this. Duncan's going to wake up a little bit and so he can drive home. This is James Brown. This is an interview with James Brown in the 80s, and it's absolutely fucking crazy. You guys have a great week. We're going to be back.
Fantabulous.
When are we doing it next week? I can do it.
I don't know. It'll be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
One of those days, we'll fucking let you know.
Yeah.
Nobody ever makes it this far into the show but us anyway.
We're, be nice to nail down Tuesday or Wednesday. Though.
I don't give a shit.
If that can happen, that'd be great, though.
I don't give a shit.
I like it, though. Yeah. Either way, listen to James Brown having a crazy fucking interview.
And I demand that I'll...
It's been nice.
It's been fun.
I'm going to lead off weird with this.
Oh.
I'm Rocky Fish, and I interviewed James Brown in Washington, D.C. It was 1984. I was working at ABC News there as an entertainment reporter for ABC Radio Networks. James Brown was in town for like a tribute thing down at the old convention center. I was among a lot of other young reporters there, waiting in the hallway to be introduced to James Brown, and the door opened up to his dressing room. And there he was with his wife in there, who was styling his hair. And hair was a very important thing to James Brown.
And one thing after, you say number one's alone.
And he gave us a little Q&A, like a mini press conference.
I'm gonna tell you something about these shades too. Excuse me for cutting you off. Because I don't want you to set up think I'm trying to be hip by something with the shades on. These are different kind of pair of shades. That makes an even tone. They want y'all put them on, to see the difference. They're not no hip shades. Yes, right? These are different kind of shades.
Yeah, he sort of talks in phrases, and he's very philosophical about what he says, and, you know, he sort of, you know, blurts it out.
Black is not a color, it's an attitude. It's an attitude of independence, respect, and dignity.
it's not, you know, hard to understand it because he's expressive and he, the man, you know, is a self-educated man.
I'm blind, I'll leave the blind. I really feel sorry for the Afro-American. He really don't know what's happening about his country. Because they were never trained. They don't know. And see, this is where white America has the advantage over most people in America. They know how the country runs because they made the rules.
It's the white man's fault.
We made the rules.
This is why white America has the advantage over black America.
Made the rules. Because
we make the rules.
They make the rules.
We make the rules.
Do we make the rules, Duncan?
Well,
we
do. We do.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to our rules.
We don't make the rules.
Mm-hmm. I make rules all the time.
I make the rules here.
You should follow my rules.
But that's about all the rules that are being made.
You'd be happier.
You know? Yeah,
but we're not rich white people, that's no. why.
Stupid richies.
I get mad at thoughts like that a little bit, though. We don't make the rules.
I know.
We're good people.
I make rules.
Oh, yeah.
Time makes rules.
Yeah.
Well,
bitch better follow my rules.
All right, that's it. I'm done.
You're calling it quits?
I'm done.
He's calling it quits. First time.
End this.
End it.
End it now.
End it.
Shoot it in the head.
Do.
Don't do that. Just fucking end it.
He never got his cheese thing ready. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's ready.
His cheese thing's right there.
Wait.
Why didn't you...
Oh, play it. Yeah, cheese.
And it's my fault.
Where did cheese go? I don't know. I don't know. Where did cheese go? I don't know. Where did cheese go? I don't know.
Wait, part two is better.
Where's the motherfucking cheese go?
What the fuck?
Where's the motherfucking cheese go?
Oh, I don't know. What happened? Is it the cord's fault?
No, it's because you're gotta take your thing out.
No,
man.
It works. It's his fault over there.
More than likely it is.
Better now. Come on. Fuck you. Play it again.
Oh, wait. Oh, I want to do it. Start from there.
That might be the best song I've ever heard, guys.
I don't know. Where did cheese go? I don't know.
All right. This is the one right here. This.
Where did the motherfucking cheese go? I don't know. Where the motherfucking cheese go? I don't know.
Where the motherfucking cheese go at?
I don't know. Where the motherfucking cheese go? I don't know. Bitch, where the motherfucking cheese at? I don't know.
Yes.
All right. That is the show.
That's it.
The show.
I don't know. Where the motherfucking
Duncan,
cheese go at?
With all the advancements that we've made to the studio, the one thing we've not advanced
where did cheese
is,
go?
The content?
Exactly. That's what I've been saying. You asked me to judge based on how the quality of the show is. I'm like, well, I'm glad.
There's no answer to that.
It's probably the best show we've ever done right there.
Yeah, you think so? You think so?
It's like Iron Man 3. This is the Iron Man 3 of all the shows we've ever done.
It's the Iron Man 3.
It's pretty Iron
Man-y.
Considering
how amazing
3.
That shit was.
That's right.
You know what else I did is I totally ripped that whole fucking like robot voice from like every podcast ever.
Yeah.
Fuck
I don't
you.
Care.
What they haven't done though, which I did, like everybody does the robot voice, right?
Yeah.
What I did do on one of them was, and this is sneaky, it's a 6-year-old girl's voice.
I know.
And that's what makes it creepy.
I heard.
So I think I'm going to stick with that because no one's doing that one.
and then it'll just be the creepiest advertising for the owner radio show.
I don't know the
customers that we don't have.
I don't know. You got that. All right. Well, Duncan, when are we doing a show? Tuesday, Wednesday? That's right.
Yeah.
Kelsey, you going to be there?
I can't.
Oh, we never talk to Kelsey.
She can do it Tuesday.
All right. Probably do it Tuesday then.
Tuesday it is.
Ty.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll be back though. Tuesday, Wednesday. You'll see it. Fuck you. This is Yeah.
This, I don't know.
This was a thing.
It happened.
I think it's because I listened to the sound jammer.
Okay.
Next podcast. I'm gonna figure this thing out.
All right.
Seriously.
All right.
That's my theme song, man. I'm sorry.
I quit.
I'm a superhero. This is my theme song.
And you're fired, and you should quit too.
I won.
You did not win.
There's no winning this game.
I won it all.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.
I don't know.
Actually, I'm sorry you listened to this one. Where do the motherfucking cheese go at? I don't know. Where the motherfucking cheese go at? I don't know. Motherfucker. I don't know. Where do the motherfucking cheese go at? I don't know. Bitch, where the motherfucking cheese at? I don't know.
I don't know.